Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Bob Zimmerman of Behind the Black about Stratolaunch, the history of Stratolaunch, a giant, giant plane, two 747s put together, and its recent success winning an Air Force contract to do with testing hypersonic engines, hypersonic acceleration, the latest in missiles and warfare. Stratolaunch reconfigured everything, and Bob now explains what it is, how it works, and its early success and its competition, commercial space. Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black.
Yes, Stratolaunch was a company formed by Paul Allen, one of the co-founders of Microsoft. The idea was to they salvaged parts from two 747s to make a giant plane, the biggest ever flown, called Rock. The idea was originally they were going to put a rocket at the base of Rock and put it into orbit and use it to launch satellites. That didn't work. They couldn't get anybody to go along with it. Then Paul Allen died. The new people running the company decided to reshape the company entirely and instead use Rock as a test bed for launching the company's own hypersonic test vehicles called Talon. These test vehicles would be used to do actual hypersonic flight tests. And they've got an Air Force contract to do that, and they've been doing test flights of Rock with Talon A, their first test vehicle, attached to the bottom. They've done capture-carry tests and takeoffs and landings. Well, this past weekend, they completed their first flight of Talon A. The Rock took off with Talon A attached to the bottom, and when it was in the air, they released it, and it then did its first test flight. And successfully, they were able to test its engine ignition, its acceleration, its sustained climb to altitude, and then a controlled water landing. They don't give a lot of specifics because, once again, they have an Air Force contract, and this is for military purposes. But this is now a test bed for doing hypersonic test flights. It's interesting that Stratolaunch is in direct competition with Rocket Lab, because Rocket Lab last year innovated its Electron rocket into a hypersonic test bed as well. They took away the upper stage, and they just used the first stage to launch payloads to test hypersonic missile technology. And they've already done two tests of flights of that. So these two companies competing for this business, and they'll do it, but Stratolaunch has now got to move faster to catch up because it's taking a long time to do these test flights, John.
More of this later.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to Ramp.com and love finance again.